I'm Michael Lippin, and this is Voice of America's VOA China 360, a weekly podcast looking at how China influences the rest of the world and how China is influenced by the world, including America. In this edition, U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's convention-breaking phone call with Taiwan's leader triggers a sudden and major shift in Trump's popularity among Chinese social media users. Trump had a 10-minute phone conversation with Taiwan President Tsai Ing-wen on December 2nd. It was the first publicized direct contact between a U.S. president or president-elect and a Taiwan leader since 1979. That's when Washington switched its recognition of China from the nationalist government in Taipei to the communist leadership of the mainland in Beijing. Chinese leaders have long described Taiwan as a renegade province, and they don't like foreign governments having high-level contacts with it. Many Chinese social media users agree with that line, which Trump now appears to have crossed. Prior to that phone call with Tsai, Trump had been gaining admirers on Chinese social media over the course of this U.S. election year. As I reported in the first edition of this podcast in May, China's state-run Global Times news site published a survey of its readers from March showing that 54% of respondents liked Trump. One observer of Trump's social media following in China is Michelle Hawks, director of the Liu Institute for Asia and Asian Studies at the University of Notre Dame in Indiana. I asked him what has endeared Trump, a real estate tycoon, to many Chinese.
People see him as a sort of as a strong leader, as a sort of someone with personalities, kind of sort of celebrity politician of the kind that they don't get in China, and that people do take an interest in and talk about on social media. I mean, for sure, there's also criticism. A lot of the criticism is more about the system that makes it possible for someone like Donald Trump to be elected, and whether or not such a system that we call democracy would be suitable for China.
After Trump surprised many people with his election win on November 8th, his Chinese social media image improved further. Trump reiterated a campaign pledge to withdraw from an Asia-Pacific Free Trade Agreement called the Trans-Pacific Partnership, or TPP, when he takes office. The TPP was intended to be a U.S.-led regional trade bloc that excludes China, so its impending demise is something Chinese social media users have welcomed. Trump also got a post-election image boost in China from a little-known member of his family, his granddaughter Arabella. That's Arabella reciting Chinese poetry in an Instagram video posted by her mother Ivanka, Donald Trump's eldest daughter. She uploaded the clip in February this year to show her fans how her family celebrates Chinese New Year. It turns out that Arabella, then 5 years old, had been learning Mandarin with a Chinese nanny. Within days of Trump's election victory, the 9-month-old Instagram video resurfaced in China and went viral, generating lots of positive comments. One Weibo user wrote that Arabella comes from a good family. Another remarked, "There are even Chinese paper cuttings and a Chinese character behind her. Wow, she truly likes Chinese culture." Michelle Hawks, a professor of Chinese literature, tells me that there are two main reasons for the warm Chinese response to Arabella's video.
One is, well, she's cute and people like seeing cute images on the internet. But in addition to that, I think what makes it stand out is that she's speaking Chinese, and not just that, she's actually reciting Tang Dynasty poetry, which, you know, Chinese people value as the epitome of everything that's great about their classical tradition. So she's doing something that comes across as really cute and really nice, but at the same time, she's also doing something that makes a lot of people feel good, that, you know, there's actually people, parents in the West who encourage their children to take an interest in Chinese language and Chinese culture. And it's, you know, it's what a lot of people in China, I think, are very, very positive about, because they're very much used to sort of the West dictating what's happening in terms of global language and global culture. And they're very used to the fact that they know a lot about us, but we don't know very much about them. So to see the granddaughter of the president-elect reciting Chinese poetry in fluent Mandarin is, I think, something that makes a lot of people feel very good and very proud of their country and their culture.
But there were some Weibo users who were less impressed by the video. One skeptic asked, "Why is it a big deal that Trump's granddaughter can recite Chinese poems? Should we forgive him for all of his insults toward China because of that?" Another Weibo user notes that high-ranking Chinese politicians have children who speak English fluently after having lived in the U.S. So the user asks rhetorically, "Why is no one posting videos of them?" That user appears to be implying that such videos of Chinese kids speaking English are not posted because they might not be considered so unusual or impressive by an American audience. The Trump skeptic's argument appeared to get stronger after his phone call to the Taiwan president. Trump tweeted that President Tsai called him to offer congratulations for the U.S. election and that he appreciated the courtesy. Tsai's office said the conversation was arranged in advance by both sides. In Beijing's first reaction, Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi criticized the phone call as a petty move by Tsai. The Chinese government then issued an official protest statement, telling what it called the relevant U.S. side to honor U.S. commitments to a one-China policy. In Beijing's view, that policy says the People's Republic of China, as the mainland is known, is the sole legitimate representative of China, with Taiwan being an inalienable part of that nation. The Chinese backlash to Trump has not been confined to diplomatic circles. Manya Kutze is chief editor of whatsonweibo.com, an independent blog about Chinese social media trends. I wanted to know what kind of response she has seen to Trump's move among Chinese netizens.
Since he made that phone call to Taipei, I think there's been a big shift. And a lot of netizens are very confused over why he would call to Taiwan and why he would acknowledge Taiwan as actually the first U.S. leader since 1979. And it has led to a lot of mixed reactions. A lot of people just call him a fool who doesn't know anything about diplomatic etiquette. So some people just say, like, okay, he's probably just dumb. But then there's also a lot of people who say, no, this has been a strategic move. It's a calculated move, and we should actually be worried. So I think this one phone call, as innocent as it might seem to some, in China, it's really a big deal.
It's not just confusion and anxiety that Chinese netizens are feeling. Kutze says she's seen a third emotion being expressed in relation to Trump, anger.
A lot of people are angry. They say that he should not attempt to meddle in Chinese business. And some people say, well, it won't affect China, but there's some sort of an arrogance within that because they say no matter what Trump will do, China will win anyway.
What about the good impressions that Trump and his granddaughter previously made in the Chinese social media sphere? I asked Kutze whether she thinks those impressions will be forgotten.
In the end, it all depends on what Trump is going to do in the next few years and even in the next few weeks or months. I think that generally it is still his anti-establishment image that a lot of netizens like, his way of approaching politics. A lot of netizens compared him to a new broom that sweeps clean. So for a lot of people, they prefer Trump way more than they preferred Hillary Clinton, which they thought of as a fake politician, actually. That's what I read a lot. People thought she had a fake smile and that she was hypocritical or corrupt. So in that sense, even if they didn't like Trump that much, they still liked him much more than Hillary. So I still think that even after this phone call, that will still remain.
So will Donald Trump's Taiwan gambit create lasting damage to his reputation among Chinese netizens? Or will it be just a blip? Share your opinions on Twitter at VOAChina360 and on my Facebook journalist page, which is under my name, Michael Lippin, as well as on YouTube at youtube.com/mlippin and on SoundCloud at soundcloud.com/VOA-English. I also invite you to listen to this podcast on iTunes. Just do a search for VOA China 360 and subscribe. Before I go, my thanks to VOA intern Mingmin Xuan for researching those Weibo posts that I mentioned earlier. That's it for me for this time. I'll be back next week with another VOA China 360.